And one of the reasons that I asked Charlie Johnson to come in. Now, you know Charlie Johnson. Most of you do anyway. Charlie's been a personality in the state of North Dakota for a lot of years, and he made the next step of his career into Convention and Visitors Bureau. He is the president and CEO of the Fargo-Moorhead Convention and Visitors Bureau, which means he's in charge of trying to get people here. He's in charge of trying to show us how to get people here and how to make North Dakota look better in the eyes of the United States of America and other places. Charlie, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for that way too long introduction.
Well, it was way too long. But you know what? Radio, we have time. We're not like TV where everything's got to be boom, boom, boom. Yeah, see, I want to ask you this. You at the Convention and Visitors Bureau have come out against the bill to take away, you know, transgender rights. Why?
Well, the bill is specifically aimed at youth sports. I think it's specifically aimed at high school, but it basically says that any athlete under the age of 18 playing in a sport has to compete if there's designated girls and boys, they have to compete in the gender of their birth certificate, mm-hmm. no matter what stage they're at in transitioning.
Yep.
And we believe this is going to be, this is unnecessary. First of all, I want to be perfectly clear. I don't know how, when, where, or who against transitioning athletes should be set up to compete. That's not my bailiwick. I don't know that. And I respectfully submit, though, that a lot of people in North, most of the people in the North Dakota legislature haven't studied this, aren't up on it. But I do know that all of the governing bodies and sanctioning organizations for sports all over the world, including the North Dakota High School Activities Association, are familiar with this issue and have policies in place. They've been studying this. This is not something new that popped up on their radar because maybe they saw a TV show at Thanksgiving. This is something that they've been working with forever. I remember these kinds of issues or permutations of these issues being discussed when I was a kid watching the 1960 Olympics, for crying out loud. These issues have been going on forever, and all these sanctioning bodies have spent 50, 70 years working on these, on how to deal with these issues. They have policies, and they're constantly tweaking their policies, I assume. It's not my job. I want to leave it to them because I think it's their job. The problem is if the legislature steps in and says under no circumstance can a team with a transgender athlete playing in the division that they're transitioning to can't play at any state, city, local, any government-funded facility in North Dakota can't host that event. No government-funded entity can support that event. That would be us because we're supported by lodging tax. So money would dry up for these things and also would become extremely confusing for the teams that are coming in. So we believe this would have a devastating effect potentially on USA Wrestling in Fargo, Fargo Youth Hockey, West Fargo Youth Hockey, soccer, swimming. We have this wonderful new facility out in West Fargo, the Hulbert Aquatic Center, which is starting to ramp up and attract big swimming events, and it's going to attract more and more as we go. Our sports team loves that facility, and we're working hard to bring more and more events in here. That facility would not be able to be used if there were a transgender athlete transitioning over and competing in, so a girl to a boy competing to a, as a boy wouldn't be able to swim and vice versa. And I think from what I've understood, this is largely aimed at protecting girls' athletics, but you know it goes both ways, and I don't think it's been thought through very well because they haven't been dealing with it for 70 years, and I think it's best to just leave it to the people who know what they're doing. Otherwise, we're going to lose so much activity in this community, economic activity, because a lot of these sports won't be able to host events. USA Wrestling, 8,000 room nights a year, half of them go to the dorm, half of them in our hotels. That's a lot. Fargo Youth Hockey, 12,000 room nights a year with all the tournaments they do. What if that gets cut out? West Fargo Flyers or any swimming group, any group under the age of 18 is going to have a problem with this.
So are you saying that that we would lose that team? Or are you saying that USA Hockey, for example, says, you know what, if that's their policy, we're not going to their state, period. We're not taking our tournament there. We're not going to have to ever deal with that situation. So we'll take our tournament where we don't have to worry about crossing that bridge.
Exactly. If that's what I'm saying, if this bill passes and the North Dakota High School Activities Association, the West Fargo Flyers, Fargo Youth Hockey have to rewrite their policies for inclusion to match the state policy.
Then, which they will.
Yeah, well, they'll have to, I guess, but because they won't be able to host any events. That means they won't be able to host, they will be in direct conflict with the policies of the governing organizations, and those governing organizations are not going to sanction any events there. They might be able to hold in-state events, but that's all.
And this was the argument that I tried to make, Charlie, being around high school and college athletics for, you know, all my life, basically, was that every one of these different activities has a sanctioning board.
Right.
They have, in the state of North Dakota, you may agree or disagree with them on any given day, but we do have the North Dakota High School Activities Association, which right. is in charge of the rules. Making sure this is how you do things. They, of course, work with the National Federation. They, you know, it's no different than other sports, collegiate sports, everything else. Have you tried to make the argument to this legislature that, listen, it's none of your business? This is really something that basically you need to leave to the experts.
That is the argument, and I unfortunately, I didn't really realize that this permutation of the bill was going to a vote in the House last week until like the night before. But I did put together an email where I laid out exactly that argument, that we think this could have devastating impacts for youth sports economically, which would have devastating economic impacts for all the communities that host these sports, and also that we believe it's already taken care of. Any group. All of these groups, North Dakota High School Activities Association included, have nuanced, researched, science-based policies based on that cover these things, and they know what they're doing with it.
There's one thing I absolutely know about people like yourself and your organization. Number one, we know when you won. We know when you landed something. It's like, whoa, all right, we got that. You know, we're going to have wrestling mats all over the floor of the Fargo Dome. You know, that's a huge event. Yeah. But we never know when you lost. We never really know when, hey, they didn't land that event. And so for many people who are sitting here and trying to say it's none of your business, Charlie,
right.
because the Convention and Visitors Bureau shouldn't get involved in something like this, do you think they'll ever realize what that potentially costs the state in money over what we lost?
Well, we're going to try to tell them. That's part of what the pitch is going to be. And when I go to testify, that's what we're going to tell them. And one of the things to point out is that whether a transgender athlete participates or not, it doesn't really matter. Having a policy of exclusion is enough to, or having an inclusive policy by a state sanctioning, a national sanctioning board, would prevent them from hosting an event here. They wouldn't come here and have an event. And if they lose their sanctioning, let's say the West Fargo Flyers lose their sanctioning because they have to rewrite their policy, then they wouldn't be able to go and participate in events elsewhere either. That's the way we interpret it.
Right.
And our lawyer's interpretation.
You're interpreting it right.
Yeah. And he interprets that these sanctions would apply simply if a sports governing body has a policy in place that would allow for a transgender athlete to participate. And that just, then it can't happen. We can't help it. Can't happen. They can't go.
Has the North Dakota High School Activities dealt themselves a hand in this? Have they said, you know, are they a willing ally when you go into that hearing room and take the slings and arrows from what is a pretty conservative group of people?
I don't know if they're planning to testify or take a stance on this. Our director of sports, Kaylee Mork, would probably know. And she's actively texting me right now, so she may tell me.
I haven't
actually spoken to them myself, but I know she's been in contact with them. I don't know if they're going to take a stand. We are, however, ginning up support among all the youth sports groups, and we're getting pretty far with it. This is going to go to the Judiciary Committee in the North Dakota Senate, which I guess is pretty conservative as committees go.
Try to find one that isn't.
Well,
good luck.
I think comparatively is what we're being told, but that's fine. I want to go testify, and we're going to give them some numbers and show them what could happen to this. And again, tell them why we don't think this is even necessary. Uh-huh. We're not taking a stance on transgender athletes We don't know. Let the people who know decide and make those decisions for the sports.
Well, and you're bringing the business side to it. Totally respect that. Let me take that step. Let me.
Yeah.
Here's the highest rate of suicide against any kids out there, transgender. Yeah. Here's individuals that have been ostracized in every aspect of school, transgender. And I don't want to take you down that road because that isn't why I brought you in here for a message. But the truth of the matter is, when I asked those individuals who are pushing this agenda where the problem was, pointed out to me, in my state that I've chose to live my life in, where is it? They couldn't. And so if they're going to cost me as a taxpayer millions of dollars in revenue into my state through your organization and others that have recruited them to come, if I'm the hotel industry, I'm going, Charlie, you get out there. You tell them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I understand why you're going to make that trip to Bismarck.
Absolutely. We are getting support from the hospitality industry so far. Our board is fully with us on this. They understand. We have people on our board who work in sports professionally. They're with us entirely on this. And yes, there are all sorts of reasons. There are all sorts of debates that can happen around the transgender issue. We're picking this one because we think it's not our place to make those decisions, and neither should the North Dakota legislature. They should leave it up to the people who have developed expertise in this.
Yeah.
And the potential devastating results of this, economically speaking, they haven't thought about it, and we need to educate them on this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they even understand how big an industry youth sports is in this state or even just in this community. Conservatively, in the last pre-pandemic year, events that our sports team touched just had something to do with, ran Housing Bureau for, or aided with sports services, banners, badges, staffed the registration desk, gave financial assistance to, and we do a lot of that, by the way, conservatively, $10 million in direct visitor spending in this community in 2019.
Conservatively.
Conservatively.
I promised Mike we'd get to him. Mike, you are on with Charlie Johnson. Go ahead.
Good morning, Joe. Hi, morning. Charlie.
Good morning,
hey,
Mike.
Good. Hey, there's some rumblings going on, whether it's on the internet or, you know, how our information gets out there so quick right now. On the transgender issue, I also picked up on one of your opening statements about at the time of birth with kids. I mean, you know, being identified and then have to compete in their future youth sports up until they're 18, what they're identified at birth. There's some rumblings out there right now. I don't know how it's presented to each individual legislature for states that parents may not check male or female on a birth certificate, leaving that decision open for later on in that child's life. Where do you see that going? And I understand it's not your job to do this, but you're going to be the actual perfect liaison between general public opinions and how that's transferred to our lawmakers.
Okay.
Where do you see this going?
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for your call.
I hadn't really heard that, but it doesn't surprise me that would be a development, I guess. But I'm sorry, Mike, I'm going to fall back on that's not really my – that's not for me to decide. I still think the sanctioning bodies, no matter how that plays out down the road, that's not true anywhere right now, I don't think, that you can leave it blank. That's just not, but it could be, I can see where that could be a movement to do that. But that doesn't change my argument in that it's totally up to the sanctioning bodies to determine, what status that athlete is at the moment they're going to compete. I think that's really what they try to decide. And that depends a lot on what kind of transitioning therapy they've gone through, including hormone treatment. You know, this whole thing could backfire in a number of ways. In Texas, there's a case of a female transitioning to be a male wrestler, transitioning to be a male in high school in Texas, and has been undergoing the hormone therapy for over a year, I guess. But because, which is true of this rule, the same thing is in this case, because he has to wrestle as in the girls' division of wrestling, because that was his birth gender, even though he's been taking testosterone for a year, he's won two straight state championships against girls. he would rather or just as soon wrestle against boys. That's what he wants. But they say he's still a she, so she, according to them, has to wrestle against the girls, and he's winning without much competition. So there's no easy answer to this.
Well, but
and there's
the
no way to fix it. The easy answer would be to let him wrestle against the boys.
Let the governing bodies do it. The governing bodies do it.
That's
quit looking for a problem that isn't there.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the governing body would decide if it was better for him to wrestle as a male or her to wrestle as a female.
Exactly.
And they would base it on the science.
I played against a girl in Babe Ruth baseball. She could hit, she could catch, she could throw.
Yeah.
And you know what it hurt me to do? Nothing. I shook her hand after the game just like I did everybody.